Apparently, Myrna was very hard up for causes in Manhattan.
I don't blame you, Ignatius cried. Wasn't that telegram horrible? A deranged fantasy. I've been in the depths of depression for weeks. After all these years that I've stuck by my mother's side, she has decided to get married and wants me out of the way. We must leave. I can't stand this house another moment.
What? Who'd marry her?
Thank God you understand. You can see how ludicrous and impossible everything has become.
Where is she? I'd like to outline for that woman what she's done to you.
She's out somewhere failing her blood test at the moment. I don't want to see her again.
I guess not. You poor kid. What have you been doing, Ignatius? Just lying around in your room, doping off?
Yes, for weeks. I've been immobilized by the neurotic apathy. Do you remember the fantasy letter about the arrest and the accident? I wrote that when my mother first met this debauched old man. It was then that my equilibrium started to fail. Since then, it's been a continuously downward movement culminating in the schizophrenia of the Peace Party. Those signs outside were just one physical manifestation of my inward torment. My psychotic desire for peace was no doubt a wishful attempt to end the hostilities which have been existing in this little house. I can only be grateful that you were perceptive enough to analyze my fantasy life as embodied in my letters. Thank goodness they were distress signals written in a code which you could understand.
I can tell how inactive you've been from your weight.
I've gained pounds lying continuously in bed, seeking surcease and sublimation in food. Now we must run. I must leave this house. It has terrible associations.
I told you to get out of this place a long time ago. Come on, let's get you packed.
Myrna's monotonous voice was growing enthusiastic.
This is fantastic. I knew you'd have to break away sooner or later to preserve your mental health.
If only I had listened to you earlier, I wouldn't have had to go through this horror.
Ignatius embraced Myrna and pressed her and her guitar flatly against the wall. He could see that she was beside herself with joy over finding a legitimate cause, a bona fide case history, a new movement.
There will be a place for you in heaven, my minx. Now we must dash.
He tried to drag her out the front door, but she said,
Don't you want to pack anything?
Oh, of course. There are all of my notes and jottings. We must never let them fall into the hands of my mother. She may make a fortune from them. It would be too ironic.
They went into his room.
By the way, you should know that my mother is enjoying the questionable attentions of a fascist.
Oh, no.
Yes. Look at this. You can imagine how they've been torturing me.
He handed Myrna one of the pamphlets that his mother had slipped under the door of his room. Is your neighbor really an American? Myrna read a note written in the margin of the cover.
Read this, Irene. It is good. There are some questions at the end you can ask your boy.